Passing the Torch. The G20 summit is about a crisis in Europe and the Western economies. With China, the bailout cavalry, is the U.S. on the sidelines or in the stockade? On this Thursday, November 3rd, this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Celeste is out for the next few weeks. Let's begin with historian Neil Ferguson on some very big shifts evident at a global summit in a small town in France. Around the country, Americans are debating a variety of issues on the ballot next Tuesday, a glimpse of the 2012 wedge issues for the election, and the man and the magnificent story behind Elmo. Yes, that Elmo, how he came to be. We continue to talk about the In God We Trust. Do you want to replace that motto?
Well, with a nod to AA, I'm from Dartmouth, Mass., we could say we came to believe and trust in a power greater than ourselves. Thank you.
Tell us what you're talking about at 877-8-MY-TAKE. We begin with the top stories we're following this morning. Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou might need to be bailed out politically at home. His country faces a troubling financial crisis, but after proposing a national referendum on a European bailout package, at least four of his cabinet ministers came out against the vote, as well as several members of parliament. Greece's finance minister says the country's place in the euro, quote, can't be put in doubt, and that it, quote, cannot depend on a referendum. Prime Minister Papandreou holds an emergency meeting with his cabinet today. Tomorrow, he faces a key confidence vote in parliament. President Obama is in France to join the other world leaders as part of that G20 summit.
The most important aspect of our task over the next 2 days is to resolve the financial crisis here in Europe.
That's the president speaking earlier this morning in a joint news conference with French President Sarkozy. In addition to the Eurozone's financial crisis, the problems facing Greece, of course, politically, will be on the agenda. Thousands of protesters clogged Oakland, California yesterday. Demonstrations during the day were mostly peaceful, but overnight, protesters clashed with police. They closed down the evening shift at the Port of Oakland. Officers fired tear gas into crowds, and as many as 40 people were arrested. In Seattle, there were also clashes. Hundreds gathered around a downtown hotel where the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, Jamie Dimon, was speaking. Officers pepper sprayed several protesters in that melee. In Washington today, President Obama's $60 billion plan for infrastructure jobs is likely headed towards defeat in the Senate. The GOP plans to filibuster the package. There's a rival jobs bill on the part of the Republicans, and that's expected to be blocked as well. More Americans, according to the Brookings Institution, are living in poverty, a record 1 in 15. A report from Brookings says poverty became more acute in the Midwest and South in the last decade. Poverty is defined by a family of four living on just $22,300 or less. And the number of people dead from a deadly listeria outbreak in cantaloupe has now climbed to 29. Tainted cantaloupe have sickened hundreds across 28 states. European markets are up this morning. Asian markets are down, and the Hang Seng is off 2.5%, all awaiting word of a political settlement, if possible, and none expected really in the immediate term in Greece. U.S. futures are now poised to start trading up when the Dow and the Wall Street indices begin trading about 2.5 hours from now. U.S. futures are the Dow stands at 11,836, the S&P is at 1,238, and the NASDAQ begins at 2640. Coming up this hour, the New York Times Atlanta Bureau Chief joins The Takeaway with details of a homegrown bioterror plot. That's in 20 minutes' time. But first, historian Neil Ferguson is going to talk about global politics and signs of a decline of American power. In a few minutes, you can see some of that decline in the way the G20 summit's agenda has shifted remarkably from what it might have been, say, 10 years ago. We'd love to get your view on this. Tyrone on Facebook says, America's role has changed. It's because we're more materialistic and not as enterprising as we used to be. That's at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And we talk with Kevin Clash. Of course, you have no idea who that is, but he's the man who plays this guy, Elmo. You know him on Sesame Street. How he transformed the little red monster into one of television's most recognizable characters.
You're listening to The Takeaway.
That's later this hour.
Oh. On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.